Welcome. This is The Spanish Conquest of the Americas by James R. Whitfield. I'm your narrator, Fiona Park. Settle in. Archaeology. The world before the ships arrived in the spring of 1519, the high valley of central Mexico held one of the largest cities in the world. Tenochtitlan, the capital of the Triple Alliance that historians would later call the Aztec Empire, occupied a series of artificial islands in the brackish lake of Texcoco. Three causeways connected it to the surrounding mainland, north to Tepeyac, west to Tlacopan, south to Iztapalapa, each wide enough for 10 men to walk abreast. The city was crisscrossed by a grid of canals and broad earthen avenues. Its great central plaza, the Sacred Precinct, contained more than 70 temples, palaces, and ceremonial buildings, dominated by the twin pyramid of the Templo Mayor that rose nearly 200 feet above the surrounding city. Markets in the various districts sold cacao beans, cotton cloth, finely worked obsidian blades, jade, gold ornaments, exotic feathers brought from the tropical lowlands, herbal medicines, slaves, and almost any other commodity the Mesoamerican world produced. The population of Tenochtitlan in 1519 was probably between 200 and 300 people. London at the same date had perhaps 50. Seville, the largest city of Spain, had perhaps 60, some 2,500 miles south in what is now southern Peru, the city of Cusco. The navel of the Inca world sat at the heart of an empire larger than any other on the planet. The Inca state, called Tahuantinsuyu in Quechua, the language of its rulers, stretched approximately 2,500 miles from north to south, from what is now southern Colombia to central Chile. It encompassed perhaps 10 million people, perhaps as many as 12 million. Its road system, built and maintained without wheeled vehicles or draft animals other than the llama, ran for some 24 miles across mountains, deserts, and cloud forests. The administrative capital alone, a network of palaces, temples, plazas, and warehouses surrounding the central plaza of Huaquipata, was a city whose architectural quality the Spanish would later compare to the finest cities of Europe. The empire was held together by an information system based on quipu, knotted cords whose patterns of color, knot type, and arrangement encoded numerical and apparently narrative information, managed by a class of professional record keepers called Quipucamayog. Across the rest of the Americas in 1519, similar civilizations were operating in their own forms. The Maya cities of the Yucatan and Guatemala, though past the height of their classical period, were still substantial centers of population and culture. The Tarascan kingdom of Michoacán resisted Aztec attempts to incorporate it. The Chimú state of the northern Peruvian coast had been recently conquered by the Inca, but retained substantial cultural and economic vitality. North of the Rio Grande, the Mississippian chiefdoms of the southeastern United States were operating from cities whose principal mounds and ceremonial complexes were still in active use. The Pueblo communities of the southwest were farming corn in irrigated fields that their ancestors had been working for centuries. The Haudenosaunee Confederacy of the northeastern woodlands was conducting diplomacy among five nations, whose great council had been meeting at Onondaga for at least 3 generations. This was not a continent waiting to be discovered. It was a continent that had been occupied, transformed, urbanized, and politicized by human populations for at least 15 years. Its largest political entities, the Aztec and Inca empires, were comparable in scale to the major contemporary states of Eurasia. Its agricultural system supported populations whose total numbers, by the most careful current estimates, were on the order of 60 to 100 million people across the hemisphere, a population larger than that of contemporary Europe. Its cultural production, in art, in architecture, in religion, in literature, in science, was as developed as anything in the contemporary Mediterranean world. What was about to happen to this world is the subject of this book. In 1519, when Hernan Cortes landed on the Mexican coast with about 500 men, the Aztec Empire had not yet been touched by direct European contact. By 1521, less than 3 years later, Tenochtitlan had been destroyed and its emperor, Cuauhtémoc, captured. The campaign that produced this outcome was a combination of military operations against Aztec armies, diplomatic exploitation of the Aztec Empire's internal political divisions, the recruitment of disaffected subject populations as Spanish allies, and the catastrophic intervention of a smallpox epidemic that arrived in central Mexico in late 1520 and killed perhaps a third of the surviving population in the months after. The Spanish conquest of the Aztec state was, in the form it actually took, a coalition campaign